Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping us rolling along. And by the way, to the truckers out there in the highways and byways, the men and women going coast to coast, border to border, thanks so very much for what you do, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Facebook, or also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can go to our website to check things out, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply put, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Governor Cuomo declared gun violence a statewide disaster emergency yesterday and rolled out a long list of accompanying measures aimed at cracking down on what he branded a new epidemic of shootings. Isn't he partially the cause for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got... look, if you would just start prosecuting some of these people,
yep.
You know, how about these DAs? I mean, really? But yeah, so he signs an executive order saying that it is a public health crisis. Now, this really is a template. He's going to use the same kind of template for the lockdowns from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just wait. Just wait for this, New York.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens next, because, you know, this is a play to go after guns again, and people are...
Yep.
And by the way, the people upstate, the Second Amendment folks I know upstate, they're livid.
Well, it'll get challenged in court, or at least it should.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. Joe Biden proposed the global minimum tax a while ago, and we just got word yesterday from several major European nations that they wanted nothing to do with the Joe Biden proposed global minimum tax.
Good. And this one, but it's something to keep an eye on, because it's not so much Joe Biden that really did this. It is Janet Yellen.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, watch this one carefully, because what he was really trying to do is kind of create a global cartel, if you will. you know, and this would certainly grow the size and scope of government and things like the United Nations and so forth. But... yeah, there were, I think, 9 countries that went, not so fast. So, yeah, there's some interesting support. There are others that not so much. So This one, and by the way, it was a minimum rate of 15% on multinational corporations. So the countries that are kind of pushing back, some of them aren't, you know, are not terribly influential. Estonia, Hungary, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, Peru. But, yeah, I'd be watching this one because it is really going after corporations that have a global footprint.
Well, a Florida man filed a lawsuit yesterday against the CDC's mask mandate in Supreme Court.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the Florida guy that did this.
And to have it heard by the Supreme Court anytime soon isn't going to happen. So, yeah, he's going to have to go through the lower courts first.
Yep, we'll see how all that works out. By the way, voters don't seem to be very interested in whether or not Congress passes Joe Biden's infrastructure bill, and most believe that the Republicans will, in fact, take back control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. That's coming from Rasmussen.
Yeah, look, the Republicans are working pretty diligently. They're going to craft TV ads and campaigns to deal with immigration and law and order, and should.
Well, the border's a winning issue.
Yeah, and spending. I would say waste, fraud, and abuse, because a lot of the big omnibus bills that were passed, COVID relief and this and that, we found out that there were billions and billions and billions and billions didn't have anything to do with any of that.
Yeah, lollipop money.
Yeah, but, you know, watch this thing with the National Education Association, the NEA, because this critical race theory, this is going to be another one that's going to hurt the Democrats.
Yep, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday, and we'll probably talk a little bit about it more in the next segment here.
Oh, it's going to be a topic for quite some time.
Yeah, alrighty. Well, I'll tell you what, here comes the music. I can hear it coming up in my ear here, so hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, her website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. Find out all the great things that she's got over there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You heard me talking about this, and this is for the kids, and it's for maybe some of the big kids out there that don't know what they think they know about American history. Because education of our youth is always going to be critical. Now, we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, and sadly, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup to the program, and the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, they're educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. Volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too, and maybe even yourself. Now, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too, and also available at Coastal Market number 607 on the Clearwater Largo Road over there in Clearwater. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
And we have Mary on the line, so let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. My question would be on the critical race theory, the part where they hold back people on their advanced math program. Mm-hmm. Anyone who would intentionally do that, especially in from teaching, needs to be thrown out. I guess the union has such a stranglehold on the NEA that they can't step forward and not say, we're not going to hurt our children that way. I don't understand that.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Okay. Yeah, she's right. She is absolutely right.
There's a couple of things that are happening there. The NEA actually pulled some things off their website.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, don't think that critical race theory isn't being taught in, let's see, how do I say this? The indoctrination actually happens in all other subjects in school. It isn't just about history.
Sure.
They insert it in math. They insert it in science and, you know, all these other kinds of things. So it's very important. Now, there's organizations that are popping up. They're all collaborating with each other across the country. You've got a handful of states that have passed legislation, signed into law, forbidding critical race theory in the public school systems. But they are impacting the kids. They are impacting the kids' relationships with their parents as the entire family unit. So I think a very long look needs to be at the unions themselves. Now, they do have immunity. They can't be sued, and they are very powerful. They've got their own set of lawyers. So this fight is far from over, ladies and gentlemen. It is far from over.
Well, I just want to mention that what they took off their website was the pages on the CRT, pages on anti-racism, and pages on the mandatory vaccine resolution. They all disappeared from the NEA website.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that it goes away.
No, it didn't go away. No.
Okay. But you've also got government contractors that are teaching critical race theory in some bizarre training things that they do at the corporate level in order to maintain government contracts. So don't think that the NEA doesn't have influence through the Department of Education. The Department of Education is collaborating with the Department of Defense. And, you know, I think it's about time that we have a new Secretary of Defense, personally.
Well, yeah, I can't disagree with you there. Okay, our favorite question askers on the telephone. Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Just want to say something on critical race theory. They're treating this like it's an educational problem. It's not. It's more like an indoctrination problem.
True.
Because this is in reality to them a religion. And if you're not one of the believers, then you're like an infidel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're so vicious about it. So once you're not one of the believers, you're entitled to be treated as harshly as you can be, and just dismissed at all costs. So that's, we got to approach this on a different approach, I think.
Okay.
Denise, I think that.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, we got one particular father. The man, the father is black. He's got a white wife, and he's blown up because the school has taught critical race theory to his daughter, and his daughter comes home and really says that what they're telling the daughter in school and all the other students is that white people are evil. So mm-hmm. The daughter's mother is evil. So so there you go. They're virtually destroying the family unit, much less education. So I'd be taking a hard look at union busting on this one.
Mm, yeah. By the way, do you know who Paul Pelosi is?
I do.
He's bet up to $6 million on big tech before a powerful House committee passes the sweeping antitrust measures. Is that called insider trading information?
Yeah, of course.
No, he can get away with it because?
He's not a government employee.
Right. And his sister happens to be the, I guess it's his sister, majority of the Speaker of the House.
Well, look, nothing's going to happen. There is no discipline. The only thing they have is the ethics committee, mm-hmm. which means absolutely nothing. It's got no teeth to it. So, you know, maybe bring in the Department of Justice. Oh, wait. there's somebody else that needs to go. There is no justice.
Yeah, you're right.
Next.
Yeah, next. The far left blatantly admitted their hatred of America in a deluge of criticism over the July 4th holiday. Critics are now jumping on the bandwagon with the stuff that we talked about over the past couple days that some of these wackos were saying, including Maxine Waters, AOC, and others.
Well, it's called Independence Day. It's not called Freedom Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. So what do we do next, Coach?
Add it to the pile, which is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger on, you know, really what this whole Democrat platform is. And whatever, what they're doing now is way beyond what their platform was at their convention. They're out of control. I mean, they're just virtually out of control. So it'll be quite interesting to see how these campaigns happen going into the midterms and then into the general election.
Now, Joe Biden has said the ransomware attack recently caused only minimal damage to the U.S. companies. I don't believe that.
We don't know the assessment of the damage yet.
Right.
If our evil, who is the set of hackers on this ransomware, that they don't get their $7 billion in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, they're not going to release the universal encryption code.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what that there is. And it didn't just hit the United States. This was a worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the big question is, as I said yesterday on your show or a couple days ago maybe, we know more about our evil, the hackers, than we're being told. And the connective tissue to the Kremlin.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. You have yourself a good day. Get those screens fixed there on the pool, and you'll be standing in high cotton again, right?
Yeah, thanks.
All righty. Denise Simon, Founders Code, everybody, founderscode.com. The website, go to the website, sign up for her sit reps and the various things that she puts out there. You'll know about it when she gets it done. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
It seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause
reconsideration, especially in young people who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, and didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of you, where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of your needs to learn the training to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one happens to be right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, that being said, I would always suggest that you ask to take the tour. Now, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number, again, is 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses, whichever one that you want to pick. Now, the best thing about that is you'll be able to talk probably to a student or two, you'll be able to talk to an instructor or two,
and you'll be able to talk to the people that can set up your finances for you. Now, if you're a veteran, post 9/11, there's a representative there that can help you get your VA benefits. If you're pre 9/11, same thing. If you have benefits left, they'll tell you how much and what kind. And if you don't, then there's a civilian rep there that can get you just a regular loan, student loan, through conventional means. But whatever you do, you have to take a tour and see for yourself what's involved. National Aviation Academy, website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And the phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to really like what you see. Well, the Pentagon says fewer than two dozen civilians were killed in overseas anti-terrorism operations last year. But a pair of lawmakers do not believe them. And, you know, I don't either. I don't either. Because sometimes when they're bombing targets and all that, they don't even know how many people are on the ground or how many people have been destroyed unless they can get on the ground and verify it themselves. And once in a while, you know, you can't do that. So you're kind of at the mercy for as to what you think. But anyway, how about this one? The U.S. has spent over $40 million on the Afghanistan-Tajikistan crossing. That's a border crossing. Now the Taliban is running that crossing, and they're collecting the customs revenues there. So all that money is now going to them. Way to go, Joe. Way to go, Joe. By the way, Afghan's army showed off its sprawling air base. The rare glimpse that we saw had been the epicenter of America's war to unseat the Taliban. It's a Bagram base and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 attacks on America. And we're being told by the Associated Press that the U.S. just merely slipped out of Bagram at night and didn't tell the new commander, the Afghan military, that they were leaving. They just loaded up and left. Well, we'll see. Now, what's been left behind is being scuttled by the Afghans that are just grabbing whatever they want. That's U.S. By the way, experts recommend doing away with collateral duty victim advocates and response coordinators, a professionalized military sexual assault and response program, is about to be axed. We'll see what happens with that. It might work better that way. Who knows? And about 440,000 veterans filed for unemployment benefits last month. Last month alone, 440,000 veterans. Think about that. They should be getting jobs. And they had to file for unemployment. Wow. You know, inside Afghanistan, U.S. troops will no longer be there to train or advise the Afghan forces. Can the Afghan forces do it on their own? I highly doubt it. But we'll see. We'll see. Also, the U.S. military denied that American troops in Syria were attacked when I have a report in my hand that says they were. Now, a facility housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under attack late last Sunday when rockets were fired from nearby areas, an opposition war monitor, state media, and a spokesman for U.S.-backed fighters said, though the U.S. military has denied there was any such attack. Now, coalition spokesman Colonel Wayne Morato said, and I quote, "There is no truth to the reports that the U.S. forces in Syria were attacked by rockets today." Okay. But what if they fired rockets at them and they missed? Is that not still an attack? That might be what happened. We just don't know. Now, the Iraqi militia obviously has a lot of things on their mind. But the commander vowed to avenge the deaths in a U.S. airstrike and the drone that was shot down near the embassy. Guess whose that was? That was the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia. Mm-hmm. Pieces of the drone tells us that now. Now, that's just wonderful. That's just ducky, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, keeping the top commander in the country longer in Afghanistan is part of an effort to reassure the Afghans as the Taliban step up their offensive that we're there to help them. I don't really know what good that's going to do when we're taking our troops out and away. You know, we had a discussion about this yesterday at the lunch table over at Mission Barbecue, as to what we were doing and why we were doing it and the people we were leaving behind. And all of us agreed that as soon as the Taliban could get their hands on them, they were going to kill them if we didn't get them out of country. I'm talking about our interpreters that are still there with their families. As far as I know, there's no real rush to get them out. And there should be. But that's just me. By the way, the military needs commanders who truly don't support sexual assault, according to the commission, the independent commission that was reviewing the programs from dozens of suggestions that were given to them. I think that's a no-brainer. And the drawdown is already largely completed. 90% of the troops are gone. A number of the related issues to the campaign are still there. We've left some things behind. We didn't just fold up our tent and take everything with us. Did you see, by the way, the aircraft at Bagram? Some of the aircraft that was there? Russian aircraft, converted Afghani aircraft. And then they had some of the old missiles that were there. Matter of fact, a couple of them looked like Scuds that I saw in a picture I was looking at. Not sure if that was the case or not, because I only got a brief glimpse of them on television when I saw them. But nonetheless, Afghan is not going away. It's going to get more violent. You watch and see. As we start to pull the troops out more and more, it's just going to get more violent, and we're going to be right back in there. Just a little thought that I hear from the little birdies that are out there talking about it. Okay, we'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot you? Why shot you?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. That's because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, 345-horsepower engine comes standard with it, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and don't forget their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Before I go to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who I'm going to bring in here, well, Chris, you got power, right?
Yeah,
We had some pretty rough thunderstorms last night, but it all ended up okay. It wasn't bad.
Okay, well, Duke Energy down here is reporting about 6,000 customers are without power. Most appear to be in Pinellas County. Earlier, we had a report from FPL that it was about 3,000 of their customers in Hillsborough and Pinellas County, and TECO had several hundred without power. The Skyway, the Sunshine Skyway, is open, folks, and winds are gusting 34 to 39 miles an hour right now. So that's what we got going on down here, Chris.
Yes, you got to be a little bit careful there on that bridge. Even though a 30-mile-an-hour gust, you got a van or big car, it'll push the thing around a little bit.
Yep. I've seen that happen. And as a matter of fact, there was a truck on the inside lane, you know, up towards the center of the bridge one day when the bridge was, the wind was pretty strong up there. They hadn't closed it, but he must have been empty. I watched him go up, like, on the side. All those wheels on one side came off the ground and went back down as I was approaching him and went, oh, my goodness. Not now, please, Lord. Not now.
I know. That's scary.
Yeah, and he slowed down, thank God, and got over the other side and went slower down the bridge, you know, to get off. Well, listen, some cities, they're mostly blue states and cities, are going to make it rain with the COVID funds. They've got about $350 billion flooding into the coffers of some state and local cities that happen to be blue in color. How do you like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the money is going to end up going to pensions that haven't been funded properly.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm.
Higher pay for government workers. That's where I think the bulk of it was going to go. The state of Ohio, interestingly enough, won a court case this past week. Remember, Joe Biden said that if you can't use the money from his American Rescue Plan for tax cuts. And Ohio State argued against that and gave the citizens lowered its highest personal state tax rate from 4.8% to 4%. I'd like to see, states do that, try to get their taxes down. But again, you give a lot of these big spending mayors and governors these funds, they'll find ways of burning through it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Now, something else, the infrastructure deal is not dead. A bipartisan House group is now backing the $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal, while Senator Mitch McConnell, promises a hell of a fight over infrastructure.
Well, again, it's all what's going to come out after infrastructure and whether or not Biden's going to push through with this major entitlement plan that he's got there, his American infrastructure plan with free community college and
the $2,000 a month guarantee, $2,000 a month guaranteed income.
I don't know if the UBI is not included in that, but it's like money for how many kids you have. It's just it's basically, middle class entitlements to some degree. And I mean, we're talking people that are making over $100,000 a year will be able to have this. This is insanity. The funny thing is about entitlements, once they start giving them out, they're never gonna stop. We all learned that from Obamacare. Obamacare through. If it wasn't McCain that gave the thumbs down, it would have been somebody else. Once the government starts giving stuff away, they're not going to take it away.
Now, the Democrats never met a tax they didn't like, but Joe Biden recently was talking about this global minimum tax, and yesterday, 9 European countries rejected the U.S.'s proposal about a global minimal tax. And that killed the deal.
Well, it was 9 European. There was a few European countries that rejected. It was also some other countries as well. But if a few European countries reject it, that means the entire bloc is going to reject it because they have to have unanimity on decisions like that within the European Union. I knew this thing. I mean, they were heralding this thing. Oh my God, we got all these countries to sign on. That's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, even had a special caveat, but it doesn't count for our banking district in London. Come on. You leave up your nation's sovereignty and tax policy to what Janet Yellen and Joe Biden want you to have it at. I mean, it's insane. Ireland has grown and their economy has boomed because they have a 12.5% corporate tax rate there.
Mm-hmm. Now, oil has dropped sharply after OPEC canceled their meeting, but it hasn't been reflected in the prices, which I think I told you yesterday were at the highest level in 8 years, the highest level for both gasoline coming out of the refineries and diesel coming out of the refineries. Unfreaking believable.
Yeah, I don't really see much of a change there, quite frankly. I think that you're going to have prices staying up at these levels. Again, this is a conscious decision by the people that are running this country right now. Wanted to pull back from America, being a major producer and one that was continuing to find more and more sources of oil. We can't put pipelines up. So again, Russia and Iran and all these other Saudi Arabia, they'll fill a void, and they'll make a hell of a lot of money doing it, too.
Now, are you aware of what Joe Biden's trying to do by seeking to lift the limits on farmer deals with the meat processors and tractor makers to give them a better bang for their buck?
I'm not familiar with this. What is this concerning? This is
it's a negotiation where, you know, the farmers don't have to go to a tractor dealer and say, I need a new tractor or I need a used tractor and I got X amount of dollars. What can I get? And they say, no, you can't do that. We've got to sell you a new one and you'll pay so much a month or whatever. They can negotiate a better deal.
I mean, well, that's always what you want. I think that part of the problem is with a lot of the new equipment. In particular, is the fact that the service contracts that go along with it. A lot of these heavy duty machinery, they're almost building these things like Apple builds their devices, and you've got to go to a licensed Caterpillar, mechanic to deal with the problems that have certain the right tools and all these things, and they're trying to keep people in their little ecosystem, if
right.
you would want to have the machinery, which is fascinating.
Right, and some dealers out there are able to work on other people's equipment because of the arrangements that they have where, they accept the warranty work.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not that many to do, though.
Yeah, the major manufacturers pushing away from that. They're almost taking a model like Apple has. Like, you need your Apple stuff fixed, you got to take it to Apple. Mm-hmm. To get it fixed. It's the only one. It's not like they have independent, people that can do it. If you do it, it ruins your warranty and all that stuff.
And finally, the Pentagon canceled the disputed Jedi Cloud contract with Microsoft. Didn't they go somewhere else with that?
I think they're going to Amazon, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I thought, yeah. And, of course, Bezos is out at Amazon now. He retired, right?
He's on his way out. He's still... Yeah, he owns a lot of the stock, for sure.
Going to be an astronaut.
I guess. But that type of money can be whatever you want to be, I guess, right?
Yeah. I'd like to see Warren Buffett go out in outer space, too, along with him. All right, listen, I got to talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day, my friend.
Scott, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His show's on many of these same radio stations over the weekend. Meanwhile, coming up right after the news, top of the hour, Ron Edwards. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.